Earth and Sky.
We've been altering our climate system over decades, and the thing that's different about these geoengineering proposals is that the intention is to alter climate. And once we start down that road, it might be difficult to turn back.
You are listening to climate scientist Ken Caldera, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Caldera believes intentionally altering the climate may be the only way to stop a climate crisis. He's researching the idea of putting dust particles into the stratosphere to reduce the impacts of global warming. Caldera spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson.
How do you assess the pros and cons of geoengineering, and is there a framework yet for deciding in what cases you would use like a technical fix for the climate?
All of this research is in a very preliminary stage. In my group, we use climate models, the same kind of models that are used to predict the effects of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, to predict what would happen if we interfered with the climate system in various other ways. I don't believe that we will ever be able to predict all of the negative, or for that matter, positive consequences of interfering in the climate system. All we can really do is try to think of the bad things that might happen and then use the models and other modes of investigation to try to assess what the risks are of these bad effects. And so there are a number of things that are very disconcerting about interfering in the climate system. Unfortunately, we're already interfering in the climate system with our carbon dioxide emissions. And in every computer simulation that we have done so far, that throwing dust in the stratosphere is able to reduce the total amount of climate change that is produced by the carbon dioxide. Now, it doesn't offset this climate change perfectly, and it doesn't do anything about the ocean acidification problem. But I think that if we got into the situation where we were faced with famines in the United States and a president thought that they could restore our climate to a condition that would allow crops to grow better by throwing dust in the stratosphere, that a president would be compelled to save lives to try to do it. Now, so it's really important that we do the research before we confront a crisis, because if it does turn out that doing this would destroy the ozone layer or move precipitation in ways that we didn't anticipate, we'd like to know that ahead of time rather than learn it painfully in the midst of another crisis.
This is kind of an extreme question, but I think it's maybe what a lot of people have on their minds when they think about the possibilities of geoengineering. Do you think that there's a possibility of like a doomsday scenario in which the science goes horribly wrong and it just like blows up in your face and things are a lot worse than what you had started with? I think that's what a lot of people might be afraid of.
I think that it is entirely likely that putting dust in the stratosphere could just make things worse than carbon dioxide alone. That's not what our current model projections suggest, but obviously our current models miss all kinds of features that exist in the real world. So we're kind of in a catch-22. That if you think we're never going to need this kind of emergency backup plan, then it makes no sense to do this research and no sense to do field testing. But if you think that someday there's a reasonable chance we'll need to deploy these systems, then you want to start doing field testing early to reduce environmental risk. The problem is that while field testing might reduce environmental risk, it's extremely politically risky to suggest that we should start tampering with the environment, with the climate system on small scale.
Are scientists working to come to a consensus about geoengineering, or does it even need a consensus?
I think there is a consensus that the current generation of models say that these climate intervention approaches can reduce total amounts of climate change, but that they won't be perfect. I think where we do need some kind of consensus is with regard to field testing. The atmosphere is a global commons shared by all of us, and Even if a field test is benign environmentally, it is starting us down a slippery slope of intentionally altering our climate system. We've been altering our climate system over decades, and we continue emitting carbon dioxide knowing that our carbon dioxide emissions will alter climate. But it's not our intent to alter climate with our CO2 emissions. The thing that's different about these geoengineering proposals is that the intention is to alter climate. And once we start down that road, it might be difficult to turn back. And so I do think that before we need field testing, there needs to be very wide discussion about how do we go about reducing environmental risk in the face of increasing greenhouse gas concentrations.
So I have just one more question. What do you think the public at this moment needs to know about geoengineering in order to be informed?
I think we need a conversation about how we are to be good stewards of this planet and how we go about reducing environmental risk. The big attractant of these climate engineering schemes is that they don't require everybody on the planet to cooperate to reduce environmental risk. And so these approaches are really seeking a technical means to get around essentially a problem of human nature that we're not able to cooperate to solve our problems. And it's obvious that environmental risk reduction should lead us to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. On the other hand, emissions are going up faster than anybody had anticipated. I think we've reached the point where the only way we can actually reduce temperatures this century is by intentionally interfering with the climate system. And so I think there needs to be a public discussion of how we handle our planet as a global commons and how we see our future. And do we see our future as one in which humanity learns to live in harmony with the natural geochemical cycles and the natural climate system, or are humans going to dominate this planet and alter it for our own ends? And I think the second path is the path we're heading down, and it's extremely risky.
You've been listening to Ken Caldera of the Carnegie Institution at Stanford University, speaking with Lindsay Patterson. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.